waiting for the gun, and there it is. The final heat of the boys' 4x800-meter relay. CB West and LaSalle out strong on the outside.
Nolan Moreland very strong on the inside, getting out real fast.
So there they are, all teams coming through here. Lower Moreland in first, North Penn in second. CB West, LaSalle, Cardinal O'Hara. Still out front is Lower Moreland, the eighth-seeded team at 8:13.
That's Chris Moran out in front for Lower Moreland.
They're lining up already. This is a quick, quick pace.
It's so nice having you Philly guys here to tell us who everyone is.
Lower Moreland in first, Penridge in third. Now we got another team taking the lead. Need confirmation on that. LaSalle College in fourth, CB West in fifth. LaSalle and Penridge making the move up towards second and third, respectively. Still awaiting confirmation on the team out in first place. Let's see who we got, guys.
I believe that's Pencrest.
Pencrest it is. Penridge in second. LaSalle in third. Lower Marion in fourth. Pencrest with about a 7 to 10 meter lead over Penridge, who has a 5 meter lead over LaSalle. And then there's the pack. Final lap. Pencrest, Penridge, then LaSalle. That's Jack McGee of LaSalle, the opening leg for the Explorers.
This is a fast split here.
That it is, Penridge.
156 at the after the first leg.
Pencrest, then Penridge. North Penn's in there as well, then LaSalle. CB West.
That's Lower Moreland in third.
Pencrest, Penridge, Lower Moreland, North Penn, LaSalle. That's Brendan Bellotta, the sophomore from LaSalle. Three laps to go. It's still Pencrest, Penridge, Lower Moreland, North Penn, LaSalle. It's a three-horse race at this point. Still a lot of time for these other teams in the pack to make up, though. Pencrest, Penridge, Lower Moreland, all separated by about 10 to 15 yards, and then the pack.
Yeah, North Penn definitely starting to make a move.
Two laps to go in the second leg. Still Pencrest, Penridge, Lower Moreland, North Penn making the move. CB South up there as well.
Strathaven making the move with them. Strathaven with the team title on their mind. They currently sit in first place, but not by much.
Coming up 50 meters before one lap to go for the second leg. Pencrest lead starting to diminish. Penridge moving up. Lower Marion, Strathaven, North Penn, CB West. Cardinal O'Hara and LaSalle in the back. Penridge's lead is gone. I'm sorry, Pencrest's lead is gone, and Penridge now has the lead. Lower Marion has really fallen back now. They're at seventh. At the second handoff, it's Penridge. 3:55 on the handoff. 3:57 for Pencrest. North Penn, 3:59. Then 4 minutes. Two legs to go.
LaSalle,
on all fronts.
The third seed, they're hurting right now.
They're going to finish with Andrew Stone and Tom Coyle, both of whom have gone under 155. Penridge in first by about 15 meters. Then Pencrest, Strathaven, North Penn, CB West, Downingtown, LaSalle, Lower Moreland, Cardinal O'Hara, Penridge, Pencrest. Coming up on two laps to go in the third leg, it's still Penridge. 15-meter lead over Pencrest, who has about a 25-meter lead over Strathaven and North Penn and CB West and Downingtown that are all right bunched together. Then Andrew Stone and LaSalle starting to move up. Lower Moreland, Carlin O'Hara. Penridge's lead starting to diminish just a little bit. Called a 12-meter lead. They bumped it down about 3 meters. Starting to come back. And the lead that Pencrest has on the rest of the field is increasing as well. Just one lap to go on this third leg of the final heat of the guys 4x800-meter relay. Andrew Stone for LaSalle trying to get back up to that pack. But that pack encompasses North Penn and CB West and Downingtown and Strathaven. Coming up to the final handoff, Penridge. That lead is increased. That's about 25-meter lead on Pencrest. Penridge has the lead on the final lap. Now Pencrest makes the handoff, 5:57. North Penn makes the handoff at 6 flat, as does CB West. Downingtown in there as well. Andrew Stone got LaSalle up close, right by Downingtown. Now Tom Coyle for LaSalle. Lower Moreland makes the handoff. Cardinal O'Hara as well. Penridge with a big lead, but it's slightly diminished. No threat at this point. It would take a huge kick and a great race from Penridge to have them win this race.
Strathaven's anchor starting to move up.
Yes, he is starting to try to reel in Pencrest. And you're seeing a lot of the other guys, North Penn and CB West, trying to go with him. Tom Coyle moving up to that pack as well. Downingtown West going with LaSalle. Penridge's lead diminished ever so slightly with two laps to go.
Penridge's anchor through the 459. Pencrest's anchor through the 457. So he gained 2 seconds on him there. 2 seconds back still for Pencrest.
Penridge, Pencrest, Strathaven with CB West really moving up on Pencrest now. Only about a 7-meter lead. Now down to 5. About 50 meters to go before the final lap. So 2:50 to go for Penridge, who still has the lead. It's Penridge through the bell at 7:24. Penridge, Pencrest, CB West, Strathaven, North Penn, Downingtown, LaSalle.
There's a kick by Penridge.
Penridge is really rolling now.
Penridge looked like he was saving something there for this final lap, and he does not look like he is going to be caught.
Only about 50 meters left. This lead is really extended. Here comes Penridge. 7:48, 7:49, 7:50, 7:51 for Penridge. Pencrest comes through as well. Strathaven in third, North Penn in fourth, CB West in fifth. LaSalle and Downingtown battling for sixth. Tom Coyle for LaSalle gets sixth place, Downingtown in seventh. Lower Moreland will wrap up eighth, and Cardinal O'Hara will get ninth. Wow, what a race, the 4x800 meter relay.